ਦਾ ਡੰਗਿਆ ਕੋਈ ਨਾ ਬੋਲੇ
Cowboy is a time to celebrate those pioneering adventurers and to recognize those still living the much-respected lifestyle. Hard-working, self-sufficient, and true grit cowboys symbolize what ranchers and farmers still provide this country. The cowboy plays a vital role in the economy of the nation and feeding America. Give him a tip of the hat.
Free socks. In 1805, Lewis and Clark described in their journals a country teeming with wildlife.
Bison as far as the eye can see.
Rivers churning with fish.
They wrote of scenes of endless beauty and of meeting more than 100 nations of American Indian whose lives were one with our environment. Now, imagine what Lewis and Clark and the American Indians they met would say if they walked the trail today. Would they be pleased?
There are herds of homes where the buffalo once roamed.
Or would they feel differently?
Something must be done to save what's left of this great place.
As we commemorate the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, we encourage you to consider what's been lost and what we can do to preserve what's left of the trail that still winds through us all. Walk with Lewis and Clark and see what you discover at www.lewisandclark200.org.
This is a public service message of the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
The tears of the gods. Yes, the tears of the gods.
WMFO,
Metro, 91.5.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Breathe deep.
Do you remember when they came to the New World?
Do you remember when they came to the New World?
Do you remember when
they gave out those blankets full of smallpox?
When they gave out those blankets full of smallpox?
I'm still mad at that. I'm still mad at that. I didn't think that was really fair.
I didn't think that was really fair.
And I think they should say they're sorry.
And I think they should say they're sorry. And
I think they should act sorry too. I think they should act sorry too. I think they should act sorry.
How about some repent?
Yeah.
How about some repent?
Yeah. Yeah.
How about some repent?
Maybe they should give back the state of Texas.
Maybe they should give back
the state of Texas. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But I'm still kind of, you know, but I'm still kind of upset.
I'm still kind of
upset.
I'm so kind of upset.
Cowboy. Cowboy.
come equipped with scripts and fake press. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint. Buy an old drop top, find a spot to pimp. Then I'm a kid, rocket up and down your block. Go with a bottle of scotch and watch lots of crotch. Buy a yacht with a flag saying chillin' the most. Then rock that bitch up and down the coast. Give a toast to the sun, drink with the stars. Get thrown in the mix and tossed out of bars. Sip the Tijuana, I wanna roam. Find Motown, telling fools to come back home. Start an escort service for all the right reasons. And set up shop at the top of Four Seasons. Kid rockin', I'm the real McCoy. And I'm headed out west, sucker, because I wanna be a cowboy, baby.
With a top left back and the sunshine shining.
Cowboy, baby.
Whoa.
Train rolls in, it goes like dust in the wind. I once was lost,
but now I'm just blind.
Palm trees and weeds, scab knees and rice. Get a map to the stars, find Heidi Fleiss. And if the price is right, then I'm gonna make my bid, boy, and let California hate. Know why they call me
a cowboy, baby. With a top left back and the sunshine shining.
Cowboy, baby.
West Coast chillin' with the boom flying.
I'm a cowboy, baby.
Riding at night, cause I sleep all day.
Cowboy, baby.
I can smell a pig from a mile away.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. This is the Tears of the Gods sound collage, and our theme for this episode is called Cowboys and Indians of All Kinds, as we celebrate this Saturday's annual National Day of the Cowboy. We began with our featured artists, Loop Guru and Sun, from their album Amrita, All These and the Japanese Soup Warriors. And then we heard from Vaughn Monroe and his orchestra, version of Riders in the Sky, from Stampede, Western Music's Late Golden Era. Then Tony Furtado gave us a medley of sorts, a two-part piece called Jeff Sturgeon and Indian Squaw. Then Harry Jackson with a short 18-second piece, The Morning Grub Holler. The Scofflaws followed that with a very cool cover of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And then Native American flute player R. Carlos Nakai performed Alpine Dawn. The Rainsmen followed with Saddle Up. And then some Bhangra with Kush Arora, Ko Ni Bol, from their Bhangranga, dancehall Bhangra in a future dub. We also heard a public service message, American Indian Journal, commemorating the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial. And then we heard Chuck Yu and Jamie McLaughlin collaborating together on my favorite piece from the two of them, Smallpox Blankets, mixed up live on the air on our sister station, WMBR, on March 5th, 2005, MIT's radio station. And we finished things off with Kid Rock and his song called Cowboy. Backing me up right now is El Shankar. Not Ravi Shankar, but El Shankar. And this is a piece called Ragam Tanam Pallavi from an album called Who's to Know. The second song in the next set is going to be a Cree greeting song, also known as the Shaking Hands song. But first, let's start things off with the Ned Nash Orchestra and a cool cover version of Johnny Guitar. Although, notice that there may only be Ned Nash and his synthesizers in this orchestra.
Thank you.
If there was one sight that was mighty welcome to a cowboy on the dusty trail at the end of the day, it was the old chuck wagon.
She ain't what she was in the days of her glory. For years she has stood in the cottonwood shade. But if she could talk, she could tell you some story of her days on the range and the part that she played. The old mess box built in her back is still standing. But the canvas is gone that we put on her bows. Each year she went out for the roundup in Brandon and came back from the beef hunt along with the snows. When we got on the campground, I sure did admire how the cook and the wrangler would unhitch the team and then throw that old Dutch oven onto the fire. Them biscuits he baked, I can taste in my dreams. With the boys sleeping round her, she looked sort of lonely. Like a small country church in a little graveyard. But she looked plenty good when you slid off your pony when you came in to camp for to wake the next guard. But the wagon was home, and we gathered round her. Chuck riders came in when the pickings was short. Some of them would eat till they'd might nigh founder. It was there in the night we held kangaroo court. I like them old hands with their gaze cool and level. Oh, they furnished the subject for many a tale. It was little they feared, either man, beast, or devil, them riders that followed the chuck wagon's trail. But the time I like best, as I clearly remember, is the one every cow puncher likes to recall. When the work was all finished long in November, and he followed the chuck wagon home. In the fall.
Are you gonna pull those pistols and whistle Dixie?
I wanna go to stepping with a good looking big black buck. I want him to come and pick me up in his Chevrolet pickup truck.
Interracial You said you were looking for work. Would you be interested in a job on the Martinez Ranch?
Well, that depends on who runs it.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
That's crazy talk.
Any stiffer, you couldn't even bend over to pull your boots on.
Set me free.
city. Not see a building standing tall. I wanna be the only one for miles and miles, except for maybe you and your simple smile. Oh, it sounds good to me. Yes, it sounds so good to me.
The Emperor does not share your optimistic appraisal of the situation.
You told me that was good, but you made a promise that you never want me.
You're tuned into WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web. This is the Tears of the Gods sound collage, and I'm your host, Edward Buchert. Our theme for this episode is called Cowboys and Indians of All Kinds. We began that last set with the Ned Nash Orchestra and a very cool cover version of Johnny Guitar. And then we heard a American Indian Cree greeting song, also known as the Shaking Hand Song, performed by William Pachu. And then we heard Gene Bernath with the Old Chuck Wagon from an album called Original Cowboy Poets. The Reverend Horton Heat followed with Cowboy Love. And then our featured artists, Loop Guru, with Bang Dad from their Dunya album. The band formerly known as the Dixie Chicks then gave us a song called Cowboy Take Me Away. And we finished things off with the Ramones, an Indian Giver. Yes, we're playing plenty of Native American artists, but I'm not being completely politically correct here because it's a sound collage. And as Captain Kirk says at the beginning of every episode, push it right to the edge. We're going to start off the next set with our featured artists, Loop Guru. This is a track called Shrine of Sringar. And then we'll mix it up with some more Bhangra and some more cowboy music. Here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
this is the way it's going to be. I'm a man and you're boys. Not cowmen, not by a damn sight. Nothing but cowboys, just like the word says. And I'm going to remind you of it every single minute of every day and night.
Every day.
Oh, oh, oh. La, 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 la.
I've nothing to say to young ladies.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
It's a beautiful night on the prairie. Cattle are moving slow. All the stars are bright on the prairie. And the campfires are all aglow. I ride along, happy as I can be. When I'm out riding the prairie, sagebrush blooms and sweet perfumes. I'll be here forever, happy to roam my prairie home.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert, and we've been celebrating the National Day of the Cowboy, which is every fourth Saturday of July. Our theme has been called Cowboys and Indians of All Kinds. We began that set with our featured artists, Loop Guru, and their Shrine of Sringar from their Dunya album. And then we heard from Oscar Gonzalez and Robert Lee, El Moros Ducapas, from an album called Heroes and Horses, Corridos from the Arizona-Sonora Borderlands. Then some more Bhangra with Bin Dusri and a track called Mama Used to Say. Then Liz Masterson and Sean Blackburn, My Prairie Home from a compilation album, Saddle Up the Cowboy Renaissance. Some more Bhangra with Shin and a song called Freedom. Backing me up right now is Sun Ra and his orchestra. This is called India, and it's from Supersonic Jazz, originally recorded in 1956 and reissued in 1991. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage. Stay tuned for Savoir Faire coming up next with songs from the Squid Pod and some of the best music of the 1980s, only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Mary.